But I sure thank you for the little car you gave me.
Yes.
I may not have a condominium, but I thank you for my little house that you blessed me with. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, Captain Spiritus. Captain Spiritus. Go ahead on there. Those Captain Spiritus with us this evening. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I hope you enjoyed them.
The third chapter of Philippians and the third verse. You will find these words written. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Now that you might get the introduction to that verse, it says in the second verse, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concealed. Watch them dogs.
Reverend
St. Paul,
B.W. Smith, on continuation of watch them dogs. Enjoy.
To beware of the false teachers and false prophets who are always barking like a dog against the principles of the gospel that they were founded upon. Paul called them evil workers because they were always growling with the dog spirit instead of shouting with the Holy Spirit. Some of these false teachers and false prophets were Jews who were trying to hold on to the practice of Judaism by circumcision instead of regeneration. Paul here warns the true Christian to beware of these church fighters who are going around like a dog barking at their good works. He warns them to beware of dogs. That is, watch them dogs. Feist dog just keeps up noise all the time, just yak, 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 yak. And the thing about the feist dog is that he ain't no size, about that big. I want you to listen to a story I heard once about a feist dog. A man had a feist that lived right next door to a man that had a big Doberman pincher. And every morning this man would walk his big Doberman down the sidewalk past where this little feist was. And when he passed the door, the little feist would jump off the porch and run down the walkway and hit up against the gate and knew the gate was locked. And he just followed him all the way down the fence. Just yak, 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 yak all the way. And this big Doberman never would look around. He just kept stepping. He would just go on down the road. And every morning, true as the Doberman would come by, here come the little feist tearing off the porch. But one morning, as it would happen, his owner forgot to latch the gate when he went out to work. And the feist don't know this. And when the man with the Doberman came down the sidewalk, the little feist tore off the porch, as was his usual procedure, and ran down the walkway and hit the gate, and bless God, it swung wide open. Gate swung open. When he stopped and looked up, he was